Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel, and last year we saw the debate. We ended with the debate, Rabbi Kiva, sorry, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. We mentioned the fact that the kapara is that there's a special korban if someone admits to the fact that they lied regarding this shvuah pikadon or shvuah shomrim. Okay, and that's if they admit to it themselves, they have to pay keren v'chomesh and bring a korban. It's fine. Now we also said that there's another situation, what's called toan tanat ganav. If someone, the special din, that if someone claims it was stolen and then the witnesses come along and say, oh, actually, you took it for yourself, then he would have to pay kefal. As opposed to if he claimed it was lost and the Eidim come and say he used it for himself, he'd have to pay back the keren. Keren, sorry. And meaning the principal value. What we saw here, that even if he admits after the Eidim come, that would also enable him to bring, as you said, the korban as well. Even after Edom have come. However, the interesting case was what it was in the case of it was Toan Tanat Ganav, if the claim was that it was stolen, okay? Because in the case it was stolen, Edom come along, he would have to pay kefil. So Rabbi Yaakov says, well, in that situation, pay kefil and bring the korban Hashem because the chomesh that's required, that's necessary to bring a korban, is the korban in this situation is sort of part of this kefil payment, okay? However, Chachamim disagree, if you remember. And said, well, if there's no chomesh liability, then there's no ability that you don't bring a korban. That's effectively what we're saying. And then we try to end where he says, oh, no, well, it can have a situation. We can have, it can add up to, your chomesh can add up to kefil. And Chachamim just dismissed that. But that's, I didn't say it as clearly, but at the end of last year, that wasn't really a point of debate between the two of them. So let's continue now, a few lines down. Devar acher. Okay, now. Amr Zera Taniken Ta'anot Avod Vinishpalo Vifrish Korban. So this is what happened is he made a shvua that it was lost. Okay? And really kept it himself. But prior to admitting it, he although Edim coming along, he separated a korban in preempting the fact that he's gonna have to bring one. Okay, you feel bad about it, he separated a korban. This will be the korban Hashem if this all goes pear-shaped. Okay. And then it says, "V'frish korban." It says, "Me'ilu she'ilu or me'achar she'ilu hoda mishabao edim." If the edim come along and he actually admitted to it, then nonetheless he'd be chayv to make a korban, correct? Because we said even after the edim come along, if he admits the fact that he lied, this shvo was wrong, then he'd still have to bring a korban. Nothing has changed. Im ken, if that's the case, the fact that he set aside this korban preemptively is kiddush. It's gonna take the kedusha of a korban. It works. Despite that, again, it was preemptive, but since nothing will stop it from becoming a korban, therefore it can work. However, Tanot Tanat Ganav, if he claimed that it was stolen, says Vinishpa, and he swears, and then he separates this korban, as we said, preemptively. Me'achash ilohoda mishabao edim, in that situation, if edim come along, now he's chayv kefil. And then he would admit, in that situation, look, then, Lokidesh, Afkan Lokidesh, then he wouldn't be chayav a korban according to Chachamim, if you remember, because you only chay, you can only bring a korban if you bring chomesh. In this situation, he's chayav kefil. So, and according to Chachamim, well, he's not bringing chomesh, so he can't bring a korban. So therefore, this preemptive trying to make to set aside this asham as a korban, Lokidesh, it won't work. However, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that says you'd still be chayav a korban because the chomesh requirement is a subset or consumed as part of the kefil, then it's still kiddush. It would work. So that's, if you like, another nafgemina, well, another nafgemina between Shitat Chachamim and Rabbi Yaakov. Let's continue. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ho'enet chavro tanach ganav. If someone, again, he claims he claims that it was stolen, he had to pay kefil. Tavachu machar. If he then, it says, then the individual himself ended up, again, he stole it himself, he has to be careful as a result. What if he ended up shechting it or selling it? Then mashlem tashlumei arba chamisha. Now this is important, I'll explain it in a minute, but Taman Amri, meaning their Babel that brought this to say mashlem tashlumei kefa v'chamisha. So just to explain, that I'll bring the Pepe Moshe. He says, kolomar had Rabbi Yochanan Taman b'Babel. In Babel, they say, Hachi Mishmei, they said this in his name. By the person, the Shomer, claiming that it was stolen and swearing accordingly, that is equivalent to him acting as a Ganav. Therefore, if he would then go along and then shechter or sell this animal, this Ganav, Well, this Shomer. Since a ganav in this situation would then with lampan increase this to an arba v'chamisha, the chiyuv arba v'chamisha on top of it, so too the shomer himself, there's no difference. It's equivalent to being a ganav. So they even come along and saying, "Hey, one second, what are you talking about? We saw you shech this animal. We saw you sell this animal that your claim was stolen." He would pay arba v'chamisha. Okay, now you can appreciate this tzad that say maybe not. Because the fact that the Torah is mechayvim kefil might not mean that it's considered a ganav. It could just simply be that that's a penalty given to a tohen tanat ganav. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's actually considered a ganav l'chol dinei. So therefore, the chiyuv arba chamisha could come on top of that, paying for all five. Now, the Gemara says, Tani tamana masayla Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Pnei Moshe reads that as a tmiya. And he says, but one second, how can you say that they were saying this in name of Yochanan? Because what we'll see, the continuation, the Mishnah seems to be a kasha on him. So how are they going to explain the kasha? So it says, Heichan Shori. Let's look at the example. It says, where's my ox? Amale Avad. And he said it was lost. Mashpiacha Ani. And he says, do you swear? He says, Amen. Says, Va'edim Minot Tosha. A witness has come and say that he ate it. Meshalem et hakeren. He has to pay the principal amount. That's part of the Mishnah. If he admitted Mesham Keren V'chomesh, he has to pay Keren V'chomesh V'asham. So far, that doesn't seem to be the kasha per se. So you have to look at the Pnei Moshe. It says, you have to continue to the sefer of the Mishnah. Kederach Hashas, we see this a lot of the time. We've seen this with psukim throughout Yerushalmi learning together. We see this also regarding Mishnayos. That all it does a lot of the time is quotes the beginning. But the part that's not mentioned, it's a trigger for you to appreciate the entire picture and look at the end of it. The kasha is written from the end part that's not actually mentioned in the Gemara. It's interesting, the actually changes the girsa here, but the Moshe is not bothered by it. It says, that's a derech Yerushalmi. Like, et cetera. You've got to look at the chule, you've got to look at the continuation. Diktari b'seifa, cool, that's the case in the seifa. But to Tanat Nignav, where he claims it was stolen, this Shomer. Mashpiach, and he swears, Va'amar Amen, right? He swears, says, it's Makabal the Shua. The Eidim, and the Eidim come along and say that he should ganvo. Then in Meshalem, Tashlomi Kefel. The assumption is, it's like the Reisha, like the continuation of Moshe, that they say, what are you talking about? You ate it. We saw you had a barbecue with this thing. Vektani Kefel, and he's told to pay how much? Kefel, double, despite the fact he went off and the Eidim come along and say that he ate it. Normally, a ganav who steals and then eats it, he has to what? He enshechts it, presumably. He is chayv tashlumi arba chamisha. So this seems to be a kasher of Yochanan. We see that between Tanak ganav, he's chayv kefel no matter what happens. So the Gemara now says, he says, v'yesh achila b'lo tficha, that's the kasha. He says, but how could he eat it without shechting it? And if you shechted it, you would expect obligation is to be arba v'chamisha. That is the kasha. Gemara says, well, it's very simple. Amar Rav Chagai, tiftar b'sheshachto acher. It could simply be that somebody else shechted it. And this is according to the Shita, that if someone steals an animal and someone else does a shechita, you wouldn't be chayv arba v'chamisha. So this shomer basically took the animal for himself. He's chayv kefil. He takes it to the shochet shechts it. Okay? Then in that situation, you wouldn't be chayv arba v'chamisha. Ah, when is a ganav chayv chamisha? If he sells it or shechts it himself, so therefore this is not necessarily a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, again, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe. He says, "Ahalo kasha donucha lefresh achlo." How did he eat it? Dang the mitzvah. Mar sheshachto al yadacher. Someone else shechted it. Buadim matuman a ganav as well. The Amran kede sheganvo lav davka hu umedim sheachlo nami einu meshalme lekefel. The shechto also al yadacher kamar. V'shim Rabbi
Yeah, but
Yochanan, that's
then
going to be
it's
Korah
still
Rabbi
a
Yochanan.
shlichus.
Sorry?
Then he's acting in his, as a shliach.
Ah, a question. Do you say, yes, well, I just want to show the end. It says, because here, I'm to finish it. V'shimina Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamar El, but Perak Arba Mitot, back in Sanhedrin, Tofeach, Ali De'acher, Acher, Eina Meshul Tashul Mekefel. The Itovicha Ali De'acher, Acher, in Meshul Chamisha. I don't remember what the Svara
Strange.
was. I'm not sure if it's because Ein Shliach Le'davar Aveiro, I'm not exactly sure. But tvicha acher, no, it's not considered. It's not considered. You don't have to pay arba chamisha. That's opinion Rabbi Yochanan. Fits with this position. Okay. Let's continue. Now the Gemara says, "V'yeda amarda." If you want a kasher b'Yachanan, where is it? I'll show you it. Amar lecha b'shuk. Now, if you remember, the continuation of the Mishnah discusses a case where he sits as someone in the marketplace. Eichan churi, where's my ox sheganavta that you stole it? In other words, we're talking about a ganav, a real ganav, not a toen tanaka like a shomer. So literally, someone who stole it. V'hu amar, he says, lo ganavti, he says, I didn't steal, mishpiach ani, well, you make a shua, amar, amen. And that situation, we said, he's saying to Gerasa, chayev, 4 or 5, if you end up eating it, yeah, eating it or selling it, as we say, shechting on it or selling it. Mesha amar, now, the Gemara is medayik. You brought me a case, specific continuation of the Mishnah, is if someone is a ganav atzmo, he found someone in the shuk. Mimnesha amar lecha min hashuk. Aval im amar lecha min shomer. Why did the Mishnah change cases? We were talking about shomer. It must be that we change cases because if it's regarding a shomer, lecha min shomer, it would be patur from da lecha mishat, only chayiv kefel. Back to that original assumption that there's special knas in the Torah about Tuantana Ganav by Shomer, that is not like a Ganav, maybe he's only Chayiv Kefil. So that's why the Mishnah decided to change topic and discuss with the Ganav Atzmo how you get to Arba V'Chamisha. So the Gemara says, no. Matnita ba'ach lovacha kach nishba, mimadab Reb Yochan b'nishba lovacha kach achlo. So to appreciate this, I want to show you the Korban Eda. He says, this is the Matnita ba'ach lovacha kach nishba. He says, Kolomar. This is a bit of a long piece, but it's important to understand this. Kolomar, lo olam emalacha. You know, I can even still tell you, afilu betanat ganav. The shomer who says it was stolen, he would still pay 4 or 5 times if he had, if you like, shechted it or sold it. Velo tikshi, still in the kasha. Do you not ask? In other words, what was a kasha? If that's the case, why do you change topics? Amai lo ashmini achdina betuan tanat ganav. He says, no, I'll tell you why. Mishum deikla mei b'lahachin akaton. I had to teach you the case of ganav atzmo. The ish mina batanaka, had I only taught the taste of a tanat ganav, hava mina, I would have thought, davka b'she'edem me'inen otosha achlo kodem shenishbalo. That I would have thought that when is he chayav 4 or 5 times, only if he ended up eating it prior to making the shvua. Aval im nishba, if he had made the shvua first, this shomer, and then after ate it, patu d'kfar kanya b'shvua. Meaning, I would have thought that as soon as he made the shvu, it's always as if he's being konet. And therefore, if he end up shechting it or selling it, he wouldn't be paicha abrachamisha. When you chayv abrachamisha, koin Rabbi Yochanan, only if he had taken it for himself, this shomer, and shechted it or sold it before making the shvu, I might have thought that the actual act of the shvu, you know, that point would change the din. Like you see, Rav Huna, we saw this. Hilkach tani beganav atzmo dahashta leka lameda kachi. That's why we talk. The Mishnah Davka changed the topic to a ganav. Da beganav atzmo lo ba inin shvu. Because a ganav, he's a ganav from square one. He's not considered, if you like, who cares if he makes a shvu or not? Delo lamu mashlem kefi always pays kefel dar chamisha. But lo shayach shvu gabei. There's no shvu by a ganav. Who cares? There's no triggering of a chiyuv or anything affected by a shvua, you stole some of your ganav from square one. V'adik tani gabe echad min hashuk mashbiachani v'amar amen la mishuv de by a shvua. You don't need to. Elash min de afal b'shinishpat doesn't make a difference if he didn't make a shvua. Because the Mishnah says, oh, he went to the person and said, you stole from me, and he made a shvua. Not that you need a shvua. There's no necessity to create a chiyuv for a ganav for a shvua. Rather, even though he made a shvua, ubao edim alav lo mashalem, he's still in the place kefil. Aval mina chomesh patur de kol hech dika kefil like a chomesh. That's to teach you the din of a leganav. V'hashar min de be'emet kol hech unless de bayish shvua kugon betanat ganav afilo edim min otosh achar nishba. So therefore, what you're medayek now is the reason why I changed the case to teach you, just like a ganav making a shvua doesn't impact it. In other words, when he ended up selling it or shechting it, whether it's before or after, a shvua has zero impact, doesn't change the din. So too, that's why I teach your case. It's also here about our case as well. Meshalem din, meshalem delo kanya b'shvua, or b'hai ayri Rabbi Yochanan as well. V'adik amar mina d'amar Rabbi Yochanan, shamanu sh'nishpa lo v'achak hachak lo. Kolomar, d'ak amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'chei agam, even this situation, meshalem betanat ganav, Ganav, ki ganav atzmo, le'inyan di'im tavach o'macham, eshan tor shumi arba chamisha, doesn't make a difference. He's like a ganav himself, that It doesn't make a difference if he made a shvuah or not by this shomer. He would always play arba v'chamisha. It doesn't make a difference if the shechting and selling was before or after the shvuah. Okay. So in other words, the kasha initially was, we're trying to Rabbi Yochanan, oh, why are you changing topics? Doesn't it mean that a ganav is a different din than a... does it mean because a shomer has a different din, they will never get to arba v'chamisha, b'tohen nekarav? The answer is no. It changed to a different topic to show that the similarity between the two, to teach that a shvuah doesn't impact the chiyuv of arba chamishas, so too by a ganav as well. That's how the flow of the Gemara is. Okay, let's continue. Okay, now in this case, Amrav Yochanan. What if someone found a lost object for his friend and he claimed it was stolen? In that situation, he is chayav. He has to pay kefil, as we said. For example, Eichan averativ amar lo nignava. In other words, the chiddush of the point here is: if someone finds a lost object, it's a friend, he has a din of a shomer chinam in that respect. So therefore, so too, just like a shomer chinam between that ganav is chayav kefil, so too in the case of someone who shomer aveda, found an aveda. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan to en lachavro tana ganav, inu chayav ela lachar shvuah. Now, it's when's he chayav the? In other words, someone who claims it was stolen, when's he chayav this kefil? Only once he makes a shvuah. Well, my timer. How do we know this? In other words, if you just set it on the street, says, where's my thing? Is it all stolen? Without having a shvuah, then it wouldn't be chayav the kefil. The kefil is engaged by this shvuah, the obligation. Now, ne'emar kan, because it says, by tana tana kanav, that shlichut yad, and also ne'emar, also the concept of shleach yad, and also by shomer sachar, also says shlichut yad. Ma shlichut ne'emar lahanan inu ela achar ha-shvuah, just as there. By shomer sachar, we find the necessity of a shvuah. So too, also we find is achara shvuah. So you see the necessity of a shvuah to create this the chiyuv, okay, the chiyuv of kefil. Yes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ta'anot tanot avud v'nishbalo v'achakach tanot tanat ganav patur. Now, this is an interesting one. What if he made a shvuah that it was lost and lied, okay, and then he follows up so that actually he makes a shvuah that it was stolen? Do we now say that? If the Edom come along, we've upped the chiyuv now to being chayv kefil, because effectively this last shvuah was one of that it was stolen, and we know if the tanat ganav is mechayv someone a kefil. So the answer is no, he's patur. Why is he patur? And here the Pnei Moshe says al shvuah achrona ve'inu shem kefil. Why? But tamad the mekevan shenish bashvorish. Once he made this first shvuah al tanat davar, to say the claimed it was lost, kfar nistalek min abalin. It's game over then. As far as baiting is concerned, assuming the shomer has done everything required to push away the claims of the owner of this object, he swore it was stolen. So therefore, kvar nistalek min abalin, v'shuv eino chayv lahem lishavei. There's no chiyuv anymore to make any more Torah shvuah. Therefore, the later shvuah, hikach shvuah achrona, lav shvuah. It's not even shvuah lachayv or kefil u'mechayv mechefil. In other words, the first shvuah was one that had legal significance. Therefore, since the second one, the claim that was stolen, has zero legal significance, there's no chiyuv to make it, that can't generate this chiyuv now of paying kefil if they didn't come along. Okay? It would be like Tonat Avad, where you'd have to pay the principal. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. He asks the following. Rabbi Yochanan, by shvuat ta'anat ganav, ma'u shiyeh chayivim ba mishmua bitui. Okay, in this situation where he claimed that he made the shvuah that was lost, followed it with a shvuah that it was stolen. Would he be chayv because of that? Mishum shvuat bitui. Shvuat bitui, he lied. The Gemara says, implicit in that question creates a contradiction. Why? It says, Machlev Shri Rabbi Yochanan, Taman amar tanu avud v'nishba lo v'achach tanu pei patur. In the first situation, the first case, you said if first shvuah was that it was lost, followed by a shvuah that it was stolen, then we said, is patur meaning it's not considered shvuat pikadon. Mashma, that it is a shvuat bitui. Because if it's not, you're not chayav both. Meaning, if it's shvuah pikadon, it's not chayav. Then it's shvuah pitui. If it is chayav pikadon, then it's not shvuah pitui. However, Khan, now the second question, you left it as an open question. You asked it as a question. That means you've got a suffix whether the second shvuah is a shvuah pikadon or not. So Gemara says, tam meaning we've got the chronology wrong. Initially, it was a question, and then it was pshita. Ma'itz trichle chazi or pashta. So in other words, the first case really came second in chronology in the flow of things. He initially had the question, and then he was mashma that actually it's not considered shvuah pitui. Sorry, it's not considered shvuah pikur. Mashma he would be chay mishum shvuah pitui then. That would be the implication of the sugya. Next, Rav Chia bar Yosef Amar Hatoen Chavro Tana Ganav, Einu Chayv Ad Shichbor Bebeitin, meaning that he's only Chayv this kefil if he makes if he denies it makes a shvua in Beitin, meaning if he just made a shvua outside of Beitin, we'll explain. I have to qualify that in a second. Then it's not it since it according to the Pnei Moshe since it says Lav Klumu it's nothing Lav Koy Mamona because it has no. Again, legal significance per se, if he just made a shvuah to his friend. Why? You'll see in a second. It says, the Gemara says, Manak, what are we talking about? If Beitin has already been mechayiv him a shvuah, then afilu nishba chutz lebeitin chayav, then it doesn't matter where he's doing it. The ikar is, was this a legally obligated shvuah or not? So the Gemara says, Elakin gaim bahu dechamilun azinu bay mishbaune, vukafatu mishtava. Rather, it must be, when are we saying that making a shvuah chutz lebeitin is not mechayiv him kafel? That's when the guy was running after him and says, where's my thing? And he just volunteered the shvuah without being chayiv bebeitin to make it. Well, that doesn't have the legal significance to the extent that it would be chayiv kafel. No. Okay, beseder. Mitzvah Shem, daf mem dalet is tomorrow's daf, and we're saying Mitzvah Shem. All tov.